This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I know it's easy to kind of write things off. Obviously, unfortunate what happened to JT, but we still got basketball to be played. You know, I believe in this group, so, you know, don't count us out just yet.
Holiday takes it and swings it over to Brown. Robinson meets him, driving Brown, cutting his Holiday.
Not settling for threes.
We didn't want to go out like that. We didn't want to make no excuses. We didn't want to come out and give up or just turn the season in like what everybody else probably would expect. So we just said to the guys, said to each other, let's come out, you know, keep an open mind. Like, just come out and play basketball, be ready to go, and guard your ass off and take it from there.
The Celtics win it by 25 and remain alive. The defending champs will go to New York and play the Knicks in Game 6.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Good Friday afternoon and welcome into WEEI Afternoons, broadcasting live from the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in to get employee pricing on the full lineup of vehicles. Ford, from America, for America. You heard a little montage of Jaylen Brown highlights. Well, Friday night, Madison Square Garden, Game 6. Celtics and Knicks, there is basketball left to be played. Andy Hart here alongside Nick Fitzy Stevens. And Fitzy, you got your Star Wars shirt on? You got sort of a dorky Ted Johnson type shirt on?
Okay, already. It's 204 shots fired. All right, now duly noted. Hey, listen, Ted Johnson is not the only person who is allowed to wear what we call a happy shirt.
This is one of my happy shirts.
I am extremely happy. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining-ish. The Celtics are still alive. Got a great game tonight at beautiful, friendly Fenway Park, where you guys are at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studio. They are debuting the new City Connect jerseys, the Monsta edition as well. And yes, I just finished all 12 episodes last night of what I think is maybe the best TV show I've ever watched in the Star Wars property, Andor. So I am celebrating straight through the night, baby. The Force is with us all.
And it's funny you mentioned the City Connect jerseys, because if anybody's listening here at Fenway Park that works for the Red Sox and wants a little promotion, would like to have that jersey worn on Twitch, feel free, large, come on down, because I really like those jerseys, Fitzy. That's a nice addition.
Are you
to
already
the Fox rotation.
Are you making a swag request?
Yeah, I learned.
Have
it from
you
Christian
no
Arkans.
Shame? Have you
I learned
no
it from Christian.
Shame?
I watched Christian work it one time when they were giving away a Dave Roberts bobblehead down here, and it got delivered to him. So. I learned it from watching him.
Now, to the detractors, by the way, you know, initially there were people that said, I don't like this yellow and blue. This doesn't seem indicative of the colors of the Red Sox that I understand. Like, no, it's a City Connect. You're connecting to some element of the city, cultural touchstone, et cetera. And there's nothing more Boston than the colors of the Boston Marathon. And also, when you think Boston, you think Red Sox. You think Fenway. What do you think? You think that unusually muted borderline Yoda green that the Monster is. I think those jerseys are freaking awesome.
Yeah, if you had a problem with the City Connects that were the yellow version, which are now an alternate version permanently, I think you should like these better. These are tied into Fenway Park. You got the pesky pole yellow. You got the green monster green. You got the white with the numbers and the whole font. Like, it looks like what an alternate jersey or City Connect jersey would look like. I'd also say it's 2025. You know, 50 years ago, cars came in black, white, gray. Now you go to a car dealership and there's like deep pearl obsidian. And you're like, I don't even know what that is, but it looks kind of cool. So I'll take
gunmetal gray.
Right.
Yeah. So, and the color of the year, according to the Home Depot, is called Celebration Blue. I would know because my neighbor on the Cape painted their house that, and you can't miss it from 10 miles away.
We all love more flavors, more colors,
yes,
more tastes. Like, go to the ice cream shop. It used to be, that's why they have strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla. Well, guess what? They have a whole heck of a lot more than that.
Life is more than Neapolitan, Andy. Where would we be without grasshopper, salted caramel? Come on now.
And it's appropriate that the Red Sox will be wearing green tonight because we're all thinking about green. The Boston Celtics down at MSG.
Segue.
Love it. Color-based segue. I learned it from Sesame Street. The color of the day is indeed green here on WEI.
And you also have your black underneath. So you're keeping with your promise, number one. You're wearing your Jaylen Brown jersey. And now you have a black Superman shirt on underneath, which everyone can see as Andy gives not a thump, but rather a tap to his chest. He's learning to slow roll. You can't be thumping in the 2 o'clock hour. You got to slow roll it.
The Superman, there's two thoughts behind, as I do indeed live up to my word, as I always do, and wear the third straight day of the Jaylen Brown jersey here. I'll wear it till they lose, and that ain't happening tonight. I'm just telling you that right off the bat. But I also wanted to adjust the color of the undershirt because I want people to know I am changing the sweaty part that's under the jersey. Also, little homage to the guy who met the Celtics when they arrived in New York. Did you see that, Fitzy? They were met by a certain person who's been doing Superman trailer ads during the NBA playoffs.
One David Corin sweat?
Nope. And we're not going to get into whether that movie looks like it's going to be terrible or not, because it does, but I hope it isn't.
I don't know if I'm excited about it, honestly, but that's for a different show. Yeah, I saw the whole Tatum thing, and Andy, did you Tatum waiting for the teammates at the hotel when the team arrived Thursday in advance of Game 6, saw that whole thing from Forsberg as well. I heard the boys on middays bouncing this around. I just want to toss it right out there right now to chew on because it could be a moment, man. Do you think Tatum gets wheeled into MSG tonight?
I'm going to say no because I don't think you want to see him. I actually said this to Dan Ball off air, who's joining me down here at Fenway Park, is that can go two ways. Tatum meets him. That's great. The energy, how you doing? Oh, he's our guy kind of thing. It's also a reminder that your best player is in a wheelchair and in a, you know, crutches, had surgery. It's all, that can play one or two ways. Hopefully they take it the right way. But I also think for him, I don't know that you want him around lots of people and not having it properly elevated or iced or whatever should be going on. Yes, Dan Ball.
I would agree that we don't see him tonight. However, we'll knock on every piece of wood we have in this studio. If you do get to a game seven and you're back in Boston, I think the roof would come off the TD Garden if you showed him in some capacity.
Yeah, and I think you could do it in a more controlled environment at
home.
Have
Paul Pierce push him around the court as he waves the flag, Andy.
Nailed it.
It's not terrible. It's not terrible.
Oh, my God. The pop that would get would be insane.
And right there, you might as well, and we are looking ahead to Game 7, but right there, you might as well just send the Knicks home. If that happens at TD Garden, the greatest arena in Boston, at the very least, that would squash Jalen Brunson. And first of all, Cat looks like a broken man anyway. Never mind if he were in that type of an environment. But Fitzy, it's a Friday. It's Fitzy and Hart here on WEEI Afternoons. It's a throwback to the old Knights weekend, six rings and all that. We always start with the who won the week question. And I'm going to kick things off. You got a little teaser for my answer based on the lead-in of audio of Jaylen Brown talking and Jaylen Brown highlights. My guy, JB, number 7 in your program, number 1 in Hart's heart, he had a hell of a week. He had, I don't think it's exaggerative to say, a potentially career-redefining moment this week where
That is not hyperbolic in any stretch.
Right. We were hearing, what happened last time against the Heat when Tatum rolled his ankle? He gagged. He spit the bit. He wasn't ready. Well, he was ready this time. And as Ted Johnson, a noted, I don't want to say hater, but JB questioner, he questions JB, and he said he just went out and had his best basketball game that he's ever played as a Boston Celtic. And
It's in the conversation. It was phenomenal. He went out there and led. He played defense. You watch all those highlights of him bouncing around, getting in front of Jalen Brunson, frustrating Jalen Brunson, maybe doing things that are a little bit beyond good sportsmanship, certainly at the youth level. Watch where your knee and hand goes. In,
all's fair and love, war in game five, baby.
That's right. It's playoff basketball. What do you want? So I thought Jaylen Brown carried the torch for the Celtics in every way possible. 12 assists, one of the great games you'll ever see in postseason history from a Celtics player, especially considering the circumstances he was thrown into. So my guy, probably not a surprise to anyone who listens to this show and the opportunity this week, JB, Jaylen Brown, won the week.
Yeah, he did. And save for being directly linked, and heaven forbid, may the gods not hear a single word, and if they do, smite me for saying this, but save for having a catastrophic game six, his reputation, I won't say legacy, but the way people in Boston think about their other max contract basketball superstar has been changed and reframed appropriately this week. And I hope it continues straight through tonight and all the way toward Monday at the Garden. But of course, it's still one game at a time. I'm going to switch
sports. That's a
great
point. That could have been like a $300 million type game where people could choose to throw his contract in his face or say, whew, worth every penny, every
money
dime.
That's why well he spent.
Because that's what, remember we played the clip last week or earlier this week. Jason Williams was like, this is why you got the bag. This is why you got the $300 million. People would have been throwing that in his face had he fallen on his face or turned the ball over 12 times off his feet and knees and left hand. So good point. That was a $300 million performance the other night.
Yeah, and I full well expect another $300 million performance and then some from him tonight. It's more a matter of how do the Knicks respond? How do the Knicks try to take away his effectiveness on both ends of the court? Does he get double-teamed tonight? And if so, if he gets double-teamed, can he, A, effectively pass out of those double-teams? And, B, who's going to step up then? Who's it going to be? Will it be Derek White? Can Derek White possibly top his Game 5 performance? The sneakiest 34 points
Luke.
Someone has ever put up in a Game 5. Could it be Pritchard? Maybe Big Drew Holiday? Andy, it's not hyperbolic also to say this is a potentially a franchise-defining night. This could be it. It could be farewell Celtics as we know them. You could have one, two, three, four of the members of this team either playing on another team, taking time off. God knows.
Yep.
Like they could be elsewhere. This is a potential swan song for this version of the Celtics that we've come to know and love so much that won a championship last year and still has greatness deep within them. All right, so I'll cross sports for my winner of the week. It's going to be Patriots related. No, it's not going to be Mike Vrabel. If anything, maybe now that people are saying with the NFL schedule release that Mike Vrabel, whoa, hey, your team could 8, 9, 10, 11, hey, call up Taylor Kyles, our friend at CLNS. He says they could win up to 13 games this year. Expectations are inflated to some outrageously, to some appropriately, for Drake May, Mike Vrabel, and the New England Patriots. No. The winner of the week to me is Robert Kraft. You want to know why? The Patriots are part of the conversation again. The money that he spent on Mike Vrabel, the money that he allowed Mike Vrabel, Elliot Wolf, Ryan Cowden, and a lot of other sports agents to spend this spring, bringing in Milton Williams, Robert Spillane, Harold Landry Jr., Carlton Davis. This along with an excellent draft, or at least a draft that looks good on paper preemptively, has re-entered the Patriots into the conversation. They're favorites in 11 out of 17 games. They actually have, get this, folks, 3 primetime appearances and could get flexed into more if the schedule works out and the team lives up to the hype and hyperbole of spring 2025. They're favorites in 11 out of 17. 3 primetime games. It could possibly be more. And
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
People are actually talking about the Patriots. Schefter, Trevor Sikkema. Watch out, guys. Andy's favorite, Mina Kimes. They're all saying, watch out, the Patriots are going to be part of the conversation in December. They're going to win more games than expected. And you know who loves to be a part of the conversation for all the right reasons. After a half decade of being part of the conversation for the wrong reasons, you're goddamn right, because we're all Patriots. Robert Kraft, you, sir, are winner of the week.
Oh, good. Well, that's nice.
So, you know, there was part of me that was wondering how you were going to sell that, and I think you did a great job on that, Fitzy. When I think about now the totality of the offseason, and it's just an offseason. It's just the months of March, April, and May. But we had Vrabel say, yeah, we won March after free agency. Mm-hmm. And then we had pretty much everybody say they won April when the draft was done. And then I would liken it to that. The schedule comes out and everybody's like, they won schedule night. They're going to win. Adam Schefter, they're going to win a lot more games than people think. Virtually everyone. Because yep. We knew they had the third weakest strength of schedule and all that, but people mm-hmm. like Ted looked at the way the schedule unfolds and go, not only do they have easy games at home, there's not a lot of weird idiosyncrasies to the schedule that could throw a young team or a new team that's coming together with a new coach and a young quarterback. It is a very stable schedule, I guess I'll say. So, and you're 100% right. They're heading to, I think next week, they go to Minnesota maybe for the next round of owners' meetings. Mm-hmm. And I think your Robert Kraft is going to have a little bit of the, you know, the Vince McMahon swagger as he goes down there, walking down to the meetings with Jonathan. And you're right. He hasn't had that opportunity in a while. There's been little snippets of hope or whatever you want to call it, but they won free agency. They won the draft. Everybody thinks they're going to go over on their win total. This is probably as good as Robert Kraft has felt about his football team, the mm-hmm. stature, the logo, the brand. I mean, literally, the only crappy thing that's happened to them was the schedule release video. They probably should just, you know, recall that and, you know, delete that if they have that ability on Twitter and social media. Because otherwise, it's been a home run since the day they hired Mike Vrabel. Everything has been good for them, and he is the one that reaps sort of the reputation benefits of that. So that's mm-hmm. a good call there. I wouldn't have thought of that one, but it actually makes quite a bit of sense.
Yeah, Christian Barmore meets the press. I'm feeling healthy again.
Healthy.
After they invested $92 million in me, now I'm feeling good again as well. Milton Williams outperforming expectations at the May rookie minicamps and get-togethers for the first-year coach. Everything so far has trended positively and in the right direction for the Patriots. Now, I'm not waiting for another shoe to drop or something bad to happen. Rather, I'm just relishing moment by moment, day by day, week by week, every last little bit of something positive for the Patriots. Again, after we swam in those shark-filled waters of, oh boy, the Patriots are a pallid impersonation of what they used to be for the last 5 years.
Now, to take it a step further, let's look forward for our two candidates for who won the week. Jaylen Brown, because of his Game 5 performance, stepping up in the wake of the Jason Tatum injury. And your Robert Kraft, the Patriots are sort of back in the conversation atop the NFL notable world. Mm-hmm. Who's more likely to live up to the way we feel about him longer term right now? And what I mean by that is JB that we saw the other night, because JB is going to continue to get this opportunity. Even if they lose tonight, JB is the centerpiece, I mean, barring a crazy, shocking trade, is mm-hmm. the centerpiece of the Boston Celtics next year. So he has 82-game schedule, some playoff games, you know, 85, 90, 100 games total in the next year to prove that he is that guy, that he is yep. what he always kind of alluded to being. And you know my questions, Robert Kraft is riding high right now. He's sitting in his luxury box on that riser seat, looking down upon the field, feeling good about everything. Does that last? Which one is more sustainable, the feeling of JB or the feeling of Robert Kraft?
Oh, man, nobody likes when I Ordway it and remind you that two things can be true at once.
Oh,
but
come on.
No, the Patriots. I think the Patriots right now, because Jaylen Brown is going to have some off nights. Jaylen Brown has showed us before, previously, that, you know, he can falter. Sometimes he can have a turnover-filled evening. Sometimes he just doesn't, he's not as aggressive as he was the other night. Some nights he just doesn't have a hot shooting hand. So I don't think it's fair to expect between 26 and 36 points with 8 to 10 rebounds and 12 assists a night. Like, let's temper our expectations for Jaylen Brown enough, but let's also elevate expectations for everyone else on the team, that his surrounding cast and teammates, if you will, like Peyton Pritchard, who, when asked by Jay King 2 hours ago, said in a tweet I just happened to catch while you were asking that question, Andy, Peyton Pritchard on the Celtics mood, quote, ready to go to war tonight. They're not leaving. Nothing's going to be left in that locker room. There will not be any emotional equity or basketball energy that isn't spent in a positive capacity by these Celtics tonight. They are going to, in my best and worst Stephen A. Smith, they are going to leave it all on the floor tonight, Mr. Hart. Don't you make no mistake. The Celtics will leave it all on the floor tonight at Madison Square Garden, which also happens to be round.
617-779-7937. Join the conversation. What do you think of our winners of the week? Is it JB? Is it Robert Kraft? Is it sustainable for both of those guys who had a very good week? We are at Fenway Park, where tonight you will see Chris Sale and Garrett Crochet, a matchup of lefty aces, Cy Young winner versus Cy Young wanna winner kind of guy. Should be a fun game, but also Madison Square Garden, Game 6, Celtics-Knicks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.